今天早上我们有一位讲员，可能你们当中相当熟悉的。
This morning our speaker, some of you may be very familiar.
那我把时间交给刘牧师。
And so we give the following time to Reverend Liu.
给大家平安，平安。
Peace be to you all.
我好久没有见过你们，好像是好几年了，大概两三年、三四年没有见你们。
It's been a long time, probably about anywhere from 2 to 4 years ago that I've seen you all.
我觉得你们阿伯克基好像比我们这里好。
Seems like Albuquerque is better than here, we here.
至少你们的病毒没有我们这边那么多。
At least the pandemic is not as bad in your place.
非常高兴能够在南加州跟弟兄姐妹们分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to be able to share God's word from Southern California.
我今年在研究以赛亚书，也是讲神对以赛亚所讲的许多话语。
This year I began to study Isaiah and to meditate on how God had talked to Isaiah.
就在我想到以赛亚书里头所讲的，其实有三个很重要的课题，一个是人的罪，上帝的审判，还有人的拯救。
So there are three very important themes in the book of Isaiah, and it is talking about man's sin, God's judgment, and his salvation.
那到了三月的时候，整个疫情的事情就爆发了，在整个美国，还有世界其他的地方。
As of March, the pandemic has exploded in the United States and also all over the world.
我对我太太说，我们活到那么一大把年纪啊，好像从来没有经历到好像这种全球性的一种灾祸。
I told my wife, I said, as long as we have lived, we have never experienced, a pandemic.
以前虽然有小问题，这里一点小问题，那边小问题，但是好像都跟我们没有关系。但是第一次这个疫情的事情，好像世界上没有一个人说跟我没有关系，都受到影响。
And so in before, even though we have little epidemic here and there localized, it doesn't seem to be related to us. But now with the pandemic, nobody in the world can say that they are not affected.
我自己在看圣经的时候，我发现就是说，每一次瘟疫发生的时候，在旧约圣经，尤其是会发现，它不是单单瘟疫出现，会有一连串的灾祸会出现。
When I look at the Old Testament, when the pandemic or when there is epidemic, there is not only the disease itself.There to follow will be a bunch of other problems.
对，后来我就看见，忽然间这个示威捣乱的事情就发生在美国，是没有人想得到的。
And then we have seen that following this pandemic, then the demonstration, the countrywide demonstration started, which no one had predicted.
我们又听见有一些国家有这个蝗虫。
And we've seen that some other country have locust infestation.
然后有水灾。
And there is also, flooding.
然后我们看见国与国之间的关系忽然变得很紧张。
And we also seen that the relationship between countries have gone bad.
然后因为疫情的缘故，我们就看见单单美国的经济也受很大的影响。大概很多人失去工作。
And because of the pandemic, just in America, a lot of people has lost their job.
甚至我们想去拜访人都不可以，我们在教会聚会好像都大概不敢做。
and we cannot even go and have visitations or even have worship in the church.
所以我就想到，其实在圣经里头谈到，就是如果有灾祸连连的出现，那到底是谁造成，是谁的问题呢？
So I thought in the Bible, when there are a slew of disasters and who would be responsible or who caused it?
我们很容易会说，哦，是你们造成，是他造成。但是我们在想，从圣经来看，到底为什么灾祸出现？灾祸出现是什么原因？
And so it's easy for us to say it is your fault, it is his fault. But as we look in the Bible, we need to find out why this disaster happened.
但我们谈到灾祸的时候，我们对面看到一个我们常常所向往的，就是那个有福了那个概念。
And so when we talk about disaster, oftentimes we thought about the opposite, which is blessed, which is what we wanted.
那这个有福在希伯来话里头念成 asher， 这个字 asher。
And in Hebrew, it is pronounced as asher.
Asher 是什么意思？说一种很幸福。很安全，很健康，很完整的一种状态。
So what is a share? It is talking about a very perfect, a peaceful, a complete situation.
而雅各他有两个妻子啊，其中一个那个很会生的，然后另外一个不能够生育的。
So Jacob had two.Wives, one can give birth and the other one cannot conceive.
这个不会生的那一个，后来他生了一个儿子，他就取名叫做 Asher， 就是中文翻成亚瑟。
So the one who could not conceive later give birth to a son and she named him Asher.Which in the Chinese it was then translated into Esau.
亚瑟的名字就是有福的意思。
And his name means blessed.
所以他用这个有福给他儿子取名，让人家知道，你看我多么蒙福的一个妇人，我生了一个儿子。
So she named him Asher to say that, look how blessed I am.
那我们华人呢，对有福这个概念也是很有兴趣的，所以过年的时候我们什么都只有一个字是我们觉得很重要的，就是福这个字。
And in the Asian country, bless or blessing, this word is also very important to us, such as during the Chinese New Year, that's the word that we've seen everywhere.
啊，尤其是你今年很成功，赚了很多钱，你有福了。
Especially if you are blessed in your business and you have been profitable, then we say you're blessed.
甚至你没有赚到很多钱，但是你吃到胖胖胖胖的，人家也说你有福了。
Even though you have not earned a lot of money, but if you are kind of rounded bodily, people will say, "Oh, hey, you're blessed."
所以华人的福的观念是比较是物质化的一种概念。
你叫什么？
物质化就是 materialistic 的一种概念。
So in the Asian idea, then blessed is more materialistic.
有钱就是有福了。
If you have money, you're blessed.
成功就有福了。
If you're successful, you're blessed.
但是在圣经里头，这个有福的概念是完全不一样的。
But in the Bible, the concept of blessed is different.
福是因为你敬畏上帝的结果，不是原因。
Blessing is the result of fearing God. It is not the reason to fear God.
所以这里有一节诗篇说，以耶和华为神的那国是有福的，他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage.
你有福是因为我们信上帝, 因为信上帝, 上帝知道怎么样恩待我们。
We are blessed because we know God and God knows how to bless us.
然后投靠他的人有福了。And
then blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
然后行为完全遵循耶和华律法的这人变为有福。Blessed
are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord.
对福是根据我们对神的相信跟敬畏跟投靠。
So blessed is a result of knowing God and also relying on Him.
你离开他, 那个问题就不一样。
And if you leave Him, then it's going to be a different ending.
耶稣也讲福啊, 在马太福音, 他说, 虚心啊, 哀重, 温柔, 饥渴慕义, 怜惜人, 清心, 使人和睦, 为义受逼迫的人, 有福了。
And Jesus also said, the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
耶稣讲的这些特点都是因为一个人敬畏上帝而表现出来的生命的数字。
Jesus talked about all of this is because this person, it is the result of someone fearing God.
所以讲来讲去就是说人的福来自上帝。So
no matter how you put it, man's blessing came from God.
离开上帝那个的问题就很多。So
once you leave Jesus, then there will be a lot of problems to follow.
今天我不是要讲福，我是要讲祸。So
today I'm not talking about blessing, I'm talking about disasters.
圣经常常说有祸了。 那个希伯来文念成hoi.
The Bible talk about woe a lot, and in Hebrew it is pronounced as hoi.
它是一个感叹词, 是一种悲伤和绝望一种激情的表达。
It is a interjection, and it is a passionate expression of sadness and despair.
有时候我们可以换成有祸了，或者是惨了，完了，遭殃了。广东话说谁了啊？差不多是这个意思。So
it can be translated in English as what a curse, damn, finished.
那刚好它就是跟福的一个对面。And
so it is the opposite of blessed.
那所以当圣经说有祸了，祸灾，意思说你完了，你的所有的福都不见了。So
when the Bible said a woe to you, it means you're done, all of your blessings are gone.
那是很惨的事情。And
it is a very sad situation.
我最近在研究以赛亚书的时候，我就看见，在以赛亚书里头，的确讲到很多关于以色列人的问题。And
when I was studying Isaiah recently, I noticed that it had talked about a lot of the issues of the Israelites.
那以色列国当时虽然表面上看起来不错的。 但是其实在内部里头已经是开始许多的腐败。Even
though outwardly the country of Israel seems to be okay, but inwardly there's already decay happening.
然后开始有一些灾祸的出现。And
then disaster began to happen.
那以赛亚让他们知道你们面对 灭国家，这个家破国王的危险。And
Isaiah let them know that you all are facing the country being completely demolished, the family being dispersed.
所以我们要从以赛亚书来看一下以赛亚讲了什么，到底他关心什么事情。
We need to look at Isaiah to see what is he seeing and what is he caring about.
如果你有机会读以赛亚书，你打开以赛亚书，它第一节是个标题，第二一章第二节是这样的一句话。
So if you open the book of Isaiah, the first verse is a proclamation, and then this is what is said in verse 2.
第二节说，天啊，要听，地啊，侧耳而听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。
Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me.
那神拣选以色列人，救赎他们，赐福给他们，最后你发觉他们全部背逆了上帝。
The Lord has chosen Israel. He has blessed them, but you can see at the end they have rebelled against him.
然后第二节他用了一个智慧的格言来说明什么叫做背逆上帝。
And then in verse 3, he used an idiom to tell people, what does it mean to rebel against God?
他说牛认识主人，就是买他那个主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识我的名，却不留意。
The ox knows its owner, which means the owner who bought him, and the donkey is master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
那我看这一节经文的时候，我发觉很有意思。
When I read this verse, I thought it's very interesting.
他提到这个牛，还有驴，还有以色列人。
He mentioned ox.Donkey and the Israelites.
所以有这个牛、驴还有人这三个项目。
So there are three objects, the ox, the donkey, and man.
那我在看的时候我就问，到底是牛聪明呢还是驴聪明呢？
So who's smarter, the ox or the donkey?
哪一个比较有 wisdom, 哪一个比较 intelligent, 是牛还是驴呢？你想下，不知道你认为怎么样。
Who has more intelligence or wisdom? Is it the ox or is it the donkey?
如果看着经文的来看，好像牛比那个驴比较聪明。
And if you look at this verse, it seems like the ox is have more wisdom than the donkey.
你看见这个牛，如果到外面去玩，它回家的时候，它会认得。买他的主人。
And you can see if the ox has wandered away, when he returns, he's going to know the owner who has bought him.
这个牛不是说主人从小把它养大的，而是说主人有一天在街上看见，这个牛不错，很可怜，我就花钱把它买回来带回家里去。这个牛认识他哦。
So this ox is not.The ox was not raised by this owner. It's that the owner was walking around one day and saw this ox and bought him.
我们说这个牛很聪明。
So we said that the ox is intelligent.
驴呢，好像没有牛那么聪明。但是呢，这个牛如果它出去玩，它傍晚回来的时候。他看见主人在门口，他也不踩他，但是他会跑到他的厨房去。
The donkey is not intelligent because, when the donkey wandered away and returned and he saw the master, he's not going to pay attention to the master, but he's going to go straight to the kitchen.
这个驴呢，不是很看重主人，但是他没有忘记主人给他吃的东西。
The donkey does not pay much attention to the owner, but yet he remember what the owner has given him to eat.
你想是牛跟驴比较聪明呢，还是人比较聪明？
So comparing ox, donkey, and man, who do you think is more intelligent?
这里说以色列却不认识我的名，却不留意。 那看起来好像人比这些牛跟驴还笨。
Here it says Israel does not know, my people do not understand. Seems like man is less intelligent than the ox and the donkey.
所以以赛亚是讲到人当然你聪明，但是问题说来到跟你主人的关系的时候，你发现有时候我们比这些牛跟驴还不如。
Man of course is intelligent, but when you compare their relationship, with the master, then the ox and the donkey is much better.
人忘记了他创造他的上帝。
Man has forgotten the God who has created them.
每天吃他的东西都不感恩了。
They ate everything that he has created every day and they're not thankful.
这个是以色列的问题啊。
And this is the problem with Israel.
所以在下一节这个经文就说，害犯罪的国民，当作罪孽的百姓，行恶的种类，败坏的儿女，他们离去耶和华，藐视以色列的圣者，以他生疏，往后退步。
And here in this verse it says, Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged.
他就用了四个名词来说明以色列的问题，他们的罪是很深重的。
And here it used four adjectives to explain that their sin is abundant.
所以在以赛亚时代的以色列人真的是很多问题。
So when Isaiah was leading the people of Israel, they have a lot of issues.
那他们的问题要怎么来说明呢？
So how do you explain their issues?
你想这样的一种人会蒙福吗？
You think this kind of people will be blessed?
是不是他们去祷告去他们去奋斗就能够蒙福呢？
Will they be blessed when they pray and when they struggle on their own?
如果你有机会读以赛亚书到了第五章的时候，发现第五章其实讲一个很重要的一个问题。
As you continue to read the book of Isaiah, when you get to chapter 5, it talks about a very important issue.
我叫做变种的葡萄园。
And it is called the wild vineyard.
那神把以色列比喻作他栽种的葡萄园。
So God used a man-planted vineyard to represent Israel.
他说我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论他葡萄园，这是我所亲爱的，有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill.
所以诗歌说，神培养以色列就好像培养一个很美丽的葡萄园。
So here it says, God has brought up his people.Just as he brought up a vineyard.
那神好像一个农夫，然后他刨挖园子，捡去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
So he continued to explain, he dug it and cleared it of stones.And planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it, and hewed out a wine vat in it. And he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes.
所以神花了很多的心血，像一个农夫这样去照顾葡萄园。结果收成的时候，你发觉长出的不是好葡萄，是成了野葡萄。
God is like a farmer who carefully nourished the vine, and at the end, what the harvest, when harvest came, it was a bunch of wild grapes.
那个就麻烦了，因为你这个好，那个本来是好葡萄树，怎么变长出野葡萄出来呢？问题
就是。So there's a problem here. He planted, chosen grapes, and then it ended up with wild grapes. How did that happen?
那意思说你变种了嘛？
In another words, the grape has changed.
你变成野葡萄了。
It has changed from good to wild.
那你变成野葡萄，那就很麻烦，因为那农夫要怎么处理呢？
So once it turned into wild grapes, what is the farmer going to do?
所以万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人，他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴逆，指望是公义，谁知道有厌胜。
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed, for righteousness, but behold, an outcry.
所以整个问题就在这里，我们以赛给我们看见就是说，这个不是说因为你做错什么事情，而是你变种了，这个问题就很严重了。
So here, Isaiah, let us see, there is a very serious problem here. It's not because you have done something wrong, but because you have changed.
那因为你的变种，所以你所有做出来的东西都是有问题的。
Because you have changed internally, so whatever you do are going to cause problems.
来，比如说一个葡萄树，那可能有长100个果子，有几个不好，那生虫或者烂掉，这个没有问题。但是问题你变种的话，你没有一个葡萄结出来是好的。
So for example, for a vine, maybe there's 100 fruit and there are few that has worms in it or has rotten away. The problem is not big. But if the issue is that the whole vine has changed, then there will be no good fruit.
这样的葡萄树。如果是我的话，我就把它砍掉就算了。
If it is for me, this kind of vine, I'm just going to cut it down and throw it away.
这个就是神当时他对以色列人的想法。
And so this is what God was thinking about the Israel at that time.
所以当一个群体或者一个或者人类的败坏是根基性的时候，那我们就会看见很多奇怪的事情会出现。
So then when you see a people who have changed in, who have changed fundamentally, then there will be a lot of bad things that will happen.
就会看见一些灾祸的出现是想都想不到。
And then you will see disaster that you have never thought of before.
这很奇怪的事情的问题就开始出现。
And then there will be some weird, stuff that will begin to happen.
然后在后面第六章就开始谈这些课题。
Then in chapter 6, it began to talk about the causes for the war.
我找到六个造成灾祸的原因。
So there are 6 causes, for the disaster.
通常有灾祸出现的时候，一般的人会用这个天灾人祸来形容这些麻烦。
So sometimes when disaster happens, people will explain it away as if that's natural, or is it caused by man, that kind of stuff.
那比如说，你说水灾到底是人祸还是天灾？
So if you talk about flooding, is it natural disaster or is it caused by man?
你说蝗虫到底是天灾还是人祸？
Locust infestation, is it natural disaster or is it caused by man?
这些瘟疫的出现到底是天灾还是人祸？
With the pandemic, is it caused by man or is it caused by nature?
有些人说是七分天灾，三分人祸。
Some people would say 70% nature and 30% man.
哎，我们看看圣经怎么看。
Let's look at what the Bible said.
然后他有讲到当人开始变种的时候，离弃上帝的时候，拒绝上帝的时候，他会出现几个很奇怪的现象。我这边一二三四五六都写下来了。
So there are six things he listed here that is caused when a man changes fundamentally, and then there will be all these weird things that will happen.
Okay. 那我不必念，因为下面我会一个一个的讲。
I'm not going to read it all.
第一个我们看见就是说，当社会出现一种叫做累积财富贪得无厌的时候，这个是变种的一个现象。
So one of the symptom of this fundamental change is greedily amassing wealth.
他这里不是骂我们这个时代的人，他是指当时以赛亚时代的犹太人，但是他们的问题，我看来看去觉得就跟我们今天的问题差不多。
Here he's not talking about us today.He's talking about the Israelites at that time, but when I look at it, it's kind of like what we're seeing nowadays.
我就看，比如说祸灾，这个就是 hoi， 就是刚才我讲，你们死了，你们惨了，灾祸来了。那些以房借房，以地连地，以致不留一地的，只顾自己独居境内。
Woe to those! It means the hoi means you know you're done. Disaster is coming.Who join house to house, who add field to field, until there is no more room and you are made to dwell alone in the midst of the
night. 描写的是什么意思呢？就是说，有一些人买了一间房子，又买了一间房子，又买了一间房子，就买了很多的房子，他地呢也买越多，结果他就独占了很多的资源。
So here it says, people just bought up houses or bought up land, and at the end,They are hoarding all of these resources.
他这里不是指一般的民众，他是指那些在国家里头的权贵。
So here he's not talking about the ordinary citizens, he's talking about the officials of the land.
只有他们有这种势力，买的房子又在买，又占有这些资源，因为一般的人是没有能力做的，你有一间房子就不错了。
Only those who, those officials have the power and the wealth to buy up land and houses. Ordinary citizens don't have that. 所以也反映
那一个社会一种贫富权力的一种鸿沟。
And so you can see the gap between the wealthy and the poor.
那当人很有钱的时候，那他要做什么呢？他那么多钱。
When a person is wealthy, what is he going to do?
如果上帝会跟他说，哎，你就奉献十分之一吧，但是因为他们没有上帝的罪，他们不想这些事情，所以第二个我们要看就是他们进入一种生活，我叫做放纵情欲，暴饮暴食。
Well, if they have God, then they would give, they would tithe, but since they do not have God, then they turn into indulgent and living excessively.
所以扩大就是说这些人有麻烦了，那些清早起来追求浓酒，流连到夜深，甚至因酒发烧的人。
Here it says, woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may run after strong drink, who tarry late into the evening, as wine inflames them.
那这里不是说不能喝酒，也不是说你喝酒有问题，他是讲到有一些人，他都还没有醒过来，他就去追求这种酒啊。一种放纵的生活。
It's not saying that you have problem if you drink or you can't drink. Here is talking about the people who even when they're not quite awake yet, then they run after the strong drink.
他们把那种爱神爱人的那种情绪放在追求酒还有那种奢侈的生活的方式。
They use the emotion that should be loving God or loving man, they put it onto chasing after these strong drink.
然后下一节讲到他们在筵席上弹琴，鼓瑟击鼓，吹笛，饮酒，却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的。
And this verse continue, they have lyre and harp, tambourine and flute and wine at the feast, but they do not regard the deeds of the Lord or see the work of his hands.
生活在自我享受的一种情境里头。
And they live in self-indulgence.
根本不去管上帝的作为。
And they do not pay attention to see the work of God's hand.
也不知道上帝的行动。
And they do not know the work of the Lord.
甚至灾祸出现的时候，他们只能说这是什么天灾人祸。
And so when disaster came, they will only say, oh, it's nature or it's caused by man.
第三个祸灾，那些以虚假之戏神牵罪孽的人，他们又像以套绳拉罪恶。
The third one, woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of falsehood, who draw sin as with cart ropes.
你看这个经文的描写很特别，他说用一个绳子去拉着这个罪孽，或者用套绳，你知道这个，比如说美国的 cowboy 啊，不是有一个套绳吗？啊，然后他一扎出去就被抓到这个马，这个叫套绳，他用套绳去拉这个罪恶。
And so the description here is pretty interesting. It says they draw sin as with a cart rope.
意思就很像一个人用绳子圈着这个牛，圈着羊这样。
Just as somebody who used that to rope the cow or the lamb.
但是这个不是牛羊，这个是罪，你拉着这个罪。
But here is describing sin is being cart roped.
那这样的意思。甚至这样的一种描写我们很少看见，到底是罪拉着人呢，还是人拉着罪，这边就我们要想一下。
So this is a very interesting way to describe. So is it the man following sin or is the sin following the man?
那看谁的力量比较大了。
Then we'll have to see who's stronger.
啊，如果你拉到一头牛，而且这个牛很顽固，他力量很大，他拉你走啊，不是你拉他走。
If you're roping a cow and a cow does not want to go, the cow with a strong strength is going to pull you.
所以他这里实在是描写说，当一个人你一勾上这个罪，你就逃不掉。
And so here is saying that once you rope sin, you will never escape sin.
所以圣经上常常给我们看见，当一个人犯罪的时候，人就陷在罪恶中，你没有办法出来的。
So the Bible tells us often that once you sin, you're going to fall into sin and you will never be able to escape.
所以为什么保罗说犯罪的工价就是死，就是这个意思。因为一个人你陷入罪里头，你没有办法出来，最后你只能够死在过犯中。
And that's why Paul said the wages of sin is death, is because once you sin, you will never be able to deliver yourself out of sin, and at the end, you die in sin.
所以一个人如果变种的话，他就会出现这些问题。
So if a person change fundamentally, then he's going to have these problems.
第四个，祸灾那些称恶为善。称善为恶，以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人。
The fourth woe is woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
最近发生一些事情，我就是最近这些灾祸，还有一些各样的问题出现的时候，我忽然间发现人好像失去一种判断力，不知道什么是对，什么不对。
And so with the pandemic and all these other things happening, I felt that people have lost the sense of discernment.
就是这里所讲的称恶为善， 称善为恶这个问题。
And it is what is said here. They call evil good and good evil.
那尤其是在西方的文化里头，我有时候会比较忧心，因为我发现不只是西方，东方也差不多慢慢的受影响，就是人们不太知道什么是对什么不对，什么是光什么是暗，这个分明界限越来越迷糊。
So in the Western culture, but not really only the Western culture, the Eastern culture has been affected also, is that people will call good evil, evil good, and the line between good and bad is becoming more and more blended.
比如说，我们基本上根据我们的信仰，根据传统，这个同性恋是不对的事情。
So, for example, according to the Bible and our culture, same-sex marriage is no good.
因为上帝造男造女清清楚楚，男跟女结婚，这个是所谓的婚姻。
Because God has established marriage to be between a male and a female, and it's very clear.
你男跟男，女跟女，那个不叫做婚姻。
Man with man or woman with woman, that is not called marriage.
那也不是家庭，也不是神旨意中的家庭。
It is not a family. It is not what God called a family.
但是现在呢，你慢慢大家的想法不一样。
But now gradually, people are thinking differently.
这是对的，可以的。
They'll say, it's okay.
这个就是所谓的善恶分不清楚了。
And this is calling good evil and evil good. No right and wrong.
你说，你说谎是不对的。但是对一些人说谎好像是没有问题。
For example, lying is wrong, but to some people, lying is not wrong.
所以你发现这个时代开始对这个善恶的分别就开始模糊了。
So you can see, nowadays, the right and wrong seems to be, pretty blurry.
更可怕的就是你当你说你这样的事情不对的时候，你发觉他反而说是你不对。
The scary thing is, if you say this is wrong, they will tell you that you are wrong.
哎，你说同性恋不对，你有问题啊。
If you say same-sex marriage is wrong, they will say you have a problem.
你不贪污，你有问题。
If you don't take black money, then there's something wrong with you.
所以你看见这个善恶不分出现一个时代的时候，如果你说有灾祸，你怎么会惊讶呢？
So why would you be surprised when disaster comes, when you live in a time when there is no right and wrong?
这边有一个动词啊，我提出来说称这个字啊。还有以其实是两个动词，称呢跟以在希伯来文用的是分词，叫 participle。
So there are two participles here, call and put.
Yeah. 那为什么用这个分词来表达这个概念？
So why, does it use call and put to put forth this idea?
如果你用一般的动词，那是表示说，哎，你一次这样做；但是你用分词的话，表示说你是固定这样做。
If you use a verb, it's talking about just happening once. But if you use participle, it's saying that it is habitually, it's going to go on and on.
你第一次做了，你说哦，对不起，我叫错了。但是你用分词的话，你说 you always 这样做，意思说。以称按 称恶为善已经变成他们的一种 standard doing， 就是变种的问题啊，我在讲的。
So if you use a verb, maybe you call something good evil once and you say, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. But if you use participle, that means you have become habitual to call evil good and good evil.
所以以赛亚对以色列人说，祸哉，你们谁了，你们惨了，你们完了。
Isaiah told the Israelites, woe to you, you guys are done, you guys are dead.
不是说因为以赛亚骂他们死他们就会死，以赛亚只是告诉他们，你们到这种地步你们就是死定，他的意思是这样讲。
They're not dead because Isaiah told them they're dead, but he's saying that you guys are dead because you guys have allowed yourself to become this way.
第五个祸灾，那些自以为有智慧，自看为通达的人。
Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight.
我在读这一节经文的时候，我有点惊讶，我说，诶，这个事情看起来好像没有什么严重的事情啊，自以为聪明，每个人都自以为聪明。
When I was reading this verse, I thought, whoa, I thought everybody think that they are wise in their own eyes.
这句话其实是很普通的表达，但是我在箴言也是看过同样的道理。箴言有一句话说，他说那些自以为有智慧的人，愚昧人比他更有指望。
I don't have the Bible.
You don't have the Bible, you just translate, huh?
There's also something like that was saying in Proverbs, that if you think, if you are self-righteous or self-centered, then the dumb is better than you.
Yeah, you're worse than the fool.
You're worse than the fool.
那在箴言里头，没有人比愚昧人最坏的，但是你比他还更糟糕。
In Proverbs, the foolish is the worst, but it's saying that if you're self-centered, then you're worse than the fool.
我读箴言的时候，我一直都不明白为什么他这样讲，一个自以为有智慧人，愚昧人都比他更有希望。我想好久都不明白为什么圣经要这样讲呢？
When I first read it, I didn't understand why would someone who think that he is wise is worse than a fool.
直到我在这里看到这句话的时候，我就开始明白了。
And then when I read this in Isaiah, then I began to understand.
因为以前我在箴言看的时候，我一直觉得这个不是很严重的事情，自以为有智慧，自看自己聪明，有什么了不起？
And so when I read in Proverbs before, why would it be bad to think that you are wise in your own eyes?
那但是它出现在这里的时候，我就开始觉得这个严重。
Then I see the seriousness when I read it here.
为什么不严重呢？你看前面讲那个四样东西严重吗？
So why do you think it's serious? Because look at the four woes that we have already looked at.
前面我们看的都是很严重的问题啊。
The four woes that we have looked at before are very serious problems.
他这里是讲到说，那些自以为有智慧的，因为智慧是一种很高的一个标准。
So here is talking about if you think you're wise in your own eyes, because wisdom is a very high standard.
就是因为它很高的标准，你把这个标准定为自己的标准，那就很麻烦了。
So if you take that high standard as your own, then that is trouble.
因为只有一个最有智慧的就是上帝。
Because there's only one that has the most wisdom, and it is God.
那如果我自以为有智慧，一说我比上帝还聪明。
And so if you think you are wise in your own eyes, it's saying that you are better than God.
所以这个最高素质的一个有智慧的，当我们误用它的时候，它的破坏性对我们是很大的。
So if we misuse wisdom, it can destroy us.
那我就举一个例子，什么武器是最厉害的武器？那就是这个 nuclear weapon, 核子弹了。
So our best weapon is the nuclear weapon.
啊，因为核子弹是最厉害、最高的武器，但是如果炸在自己的身上就完蛋了。
But if it explodes on you, you're done.
所以智慧是来自上帝的，但是如果我以为我比上帝更有智慧，那就是我完蛋。
Wisdom, comes from God, but if I think that I have more wisdom than God, then you're done.
没有任何一个时代像我们这个时代的人那么自以为有智慧。
No other, time in history, than now that people are thinking they have more wisdom.
其实我们的智慧，人的智慧是一点点而已。
Actually, man's wisdom is only very little.
所以箴言提告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
That's why Proverbs said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我们认识上帝，只是开始了解什么叫做智慧。
When we know God, it is just the beginning of understand what wisdom is.
很多人在学校考试100分，他就是觉得自己是世界上最聪明的人。
When you pass the test at 100%, then they think they are the wisest person in the whole world.
第六个就是讲到那些人认为很霸道的歪曲公义的人，或在那些容易饮酒以能力调浓酒的人。
The sixth one, woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine, and valiant men in mixing strong drink.
当时以色列有一些人哦，哇，自己很了不起，他觉得我很厉害。
So,
我好大，怎么表现呢？就来比赛饮酒吧。
And so at that time, some of the people are very overbearing, and how do they prove it? By drinking.
啊，喝两杯啤酒没有问题。
Oh, if I drink two drinks, no problem.
你不相信，我就喝白酒给你看。
If you don't believe, then I'll drink wine.
他就喝了五杯十杯，喝了三瓶五瓶，最后还是倒在地上。
He will continue to drink and eventually he's on the floor.
但是你发觉在经文里头很奇怪啊，当这些容易饮酒，这种喜欢用酒来竞争比赛的人呢，他这个会牵涉到另外一个问题，就是贿赂的问题。
And so these people who likes to, who likes to drink, it will cause another problem and it's going to, distort the truth.
但是一牵涉到贿赂的问题，你发现他们就开始歪曲公义。
So once they begin to bribe, then they are going to, distort the truth.
所以我们从这些经文里头可以感受到为什么犹大会面对灭国的命运。
So as we look at these woes, then you understand why Judah faced, destruction of the whole country.
很多人以为说，哦，是上帝审判犹大。
A lot of people thought, oh, it's because God judged, Judah.
上帝太有空了，没有东西玩，就是审判他一下。
So God had time, so he judged Judah.
不是，如果我们看圣经的时候，你当你这一个社会人心坏到这样的地步的时候，不必人家审判你也完了。
So if a society is corrupted to such a point, nobody needs to judge you, eventually you're going to break.
所以我在看这些经文的时候，我在想我们的时代是不是这样的一个时代。
So when I was reading the scripture, I thought our time is just like that.
所以最近那些疫情发生，天灾人祸的出现，我在想大概神要暴露我们人的根基的问题。
And so when I was looking at the pandemic and all the disasters happening around us, I think God is trying to expose our basic problem.
我不是跟你说末日到了，我不知道，只有上帝知道什么，但是我倒是看见这个时代要倒下来的许多问题，好像都有一些是看得见。
So I'm not telling you that the end time is here because I don't know, but I'm telling you as we see all these disasters and things happening, then we know there is a problem.
但是有一样事情我觉得我们可以做，就是灾祸的时候我们要祷告。
But there's one thing we can do is call upon God when disaster comes.
你看这个 列在之下，说倘若祸患临到我们，或刀兵，就是战争、灾殃，或瘟疫、饥荒，有瘟疫，有时候就饥荒临到我们，在极难的时候，站在这殿前向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救，因为你的名在这殿里。
If disaster comes upon us, the sword, which means the war, judgment or pestilence or famine, when there's a pandemic, sometimes famine will follow. We will stand before his house, this house, and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save.
我想所有的人都会感觉到我们能力真的很有限。
I'm sure everybody knows that our power is limited.
以前我们要去哪里就去哪里，要去吃什么就去吃什么，现在都不敢出去。
Before, if we want to go somewhere, we just go. Whatever we want to eat, we eat. But now we cannot do that.
我们也不能控制经济。
We cannot control it.
我们好多事情都不能控制。
There are many things we cannot control.
因为那个病毒就在你的门口等你出来。
Because the pandemic is waiting in your front door.
你发现我们人很无助啊，在最近这几个月。
We know that in the past few months, we feel helpless.
但是我们可以祷告。
But we can pray.
我们看主怎么引导我们的人生，引导我们的国家，引导我们的社会，引导这个世界。
We'll see how God lead our country, our society, our world.
求主赦免，也求主让人可以归回他。
May God forgive us and also cause men to repent and turn to Him.
我们做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是掌管一切的神。
Lord, we want to thank you because you're the sovereign God.
所以当这些灾祸临到的时候，我们知道你是要提醒我们。
Even when disaster comes, we know that you want to remind us.
主，让我们的心都归向你。
Help our heart to turn towards you.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.